in the game is where he is. So he's too weak to be set up. He's too weak. And the woman, she's strong, she needs help, but we trust her more than we trust the man. Mashenka in the game is where she is sick and the man is in good help. So him we don't trust as much as we trust the woman. So that's why the Mechaber passes that in the case where she is sick and he is in good health, even though it doesn't involve an Issa Deraise, the only Issa Rabono, still the Issa applies. And according to Lamor, the Issa doesn't. In Bible reading, also in Mashish Wadek, in Bible reading, and she is sick. So it's also in Mashish Wadek, in other words, if he is, let's say, if she is sick. So, in Bible Reife, also in Mashish Wadek. So, in other words, she is sick, and the Bible is not sick. So then the Mechaber says, also Mashish Wadek, because it was about physical contact. Nikia, even though it's not the Rachtaive, but the Rabbonim about the Nido is Osea, even though it's not the Rachtaive. So Nikia is Osea. So even though she is sick, it's still Osea. Mashain came in the case where he is sick and she is a doctor. Or she wants to take the pulse, she doesn't have to be a doctor. I mean, Elena could also feel the pulse. So then it's mutter, because then it's like the Aluche mentioned in Sifta Zvot. So when the Mechaber says, in Bible, he also mashmah defer, so he doesn't say whether the shimis chileshim v'sakone or chilesh sheshiyesh v'sakone. He says stop. So if we look, it is reference to the case where she is chileshim v'sakone. Mashenke, if she is chileshim v'sakone, then that is a rabbon. Could not be homo, more homo than Mr. Isaacson, because that is there. That's what we should say. If mashik v'sak, we need to make it. In tzlichayimu, in shamishlo, כל שביל יותר ממה שישנו הדרך, אם נראית יחד, הוא צריך היום, ויש סכונה בחולים, So he says, ובמה שכוסף נהד מטה, אם צריך היום למשל לשמור, so he's allowed to touch him, I mean, he's allowed to touch her, and to raise her, and to put her down, that involves much more physical contact than taking the hand to feel the pulse. So it goes without saying that he's allowed to take a pose. Koshki, he would have a mashish ma'adefe, in the Rif Yachir, which is the Rif Yisakon Bechem. So the Rif Yisakon is the question, why does he say Rif Yisakon Bechem? After all, in Sif, Tezayin, the Ramon was Mati, the name of Mishni Shamsheno, even if the woman is a Chilashem Yisakon. So why does he say here, Koshki Shemuter, אם יש סכון בחוליו, אם לי דרי יש לו סכון. So the Hashuch says, the Pshat in the Ramo is this way. If the Mashi was asking, because when the Mechaber says, in Bible, if you also the Mashi was not perfect, the Mechaber has reference to the case where the woman is a Chiyo Shehim is a Chiyo. So the Mele, even though the Mashi is a Rabo, so the Mechaber, since she is sick and he's in good health, so it's still conducive to help the Bobo. So the Chachom applied that piece there, the Rabbono, even in the case where she is sick, because it's still conducive to help the Bobo. Mashain came, if she is a Chachom, then it's certainly Mutter. Because Pikach Nevich is there, So if the Mechaber is Machmir, it's only Machmir in the case the woman is a Chilo Sheyem Besakon, not in the case where the woman is a Chilo Sheyem Besakon. So then the Rambam says, Mar Shibosat Yehim Heter, even the case of the Chilo Sheyem Besakon, or in Tzvich Hayom Dimash Mishlo. So it goes without saying that what's going to be here from the Tzvich Hayom Dimash Mishlo. So then of course it will tell. It goes without saying that it's mutter. So it's mutter even if she's a Chilo Sheyem Besakon. But according to the Pesach of Ramon. But according to the Pesach of Mechaber, so it's also in the woman is a chemish in the Zakonim. But according to the Muta, the Masha Abed, in the Yahya, the Sinkhino, the Zakonim Mechaber, so then it will be Muta, even according to Mechabashi. That's how he explains. Mashiach in according to the Ramon's Pesach, so it's Muta, even if she's a chemish in the Zakonim. When the Ramon says, the Zakonim Mechaber, so he wants to imply, in that case, it's needless to mention that it's good according to everybody, even according to the Mechabos Pesach. Mashiach in according to the Ramos Pesach, it's good even if it's according to the Mechabos. I mean, it follows, that follows, because the Ramos says in Sif de Zion that he is allowed to be making her and to so-called, I mean, even though there is physical context for such a long time, he has to raise her, put her down, I mean, many times in the day. So that kind of physical conflict is put there by Chiloshim Zechano. Allah has come with Chamo, the relatively lesser physical conflict that is involved in just taking the pulse for a moment. So that is certainly with that. But why does he say, V'yiz HaKol HaBachal Yo? So he means, in that case, even according to Mechabat, but in the case where there is no Zakon of Mechoyo, so according to Mechaber, it's also, but according to Rambo, it's Muta in that case. Why in the Rechaim Zeh Beches, in Muta in Ido, in Kodim Zafel Ustam. Now I just want to go over one Shach. Now I intended to cover Simen Kutsalik Vod, all right. So Simen Kutsalik Vod will have to finish on Friday, and then Simen Samach Tes and Lichay will start next month. Right. Now, Umiru Machila Misukam. The Shach Sipho. Umiru Machila Misukam, the Ishom Revi, Mash Bakhtas, the Bible, the Chibas Rambam, the Shom, the Bible, the Kach Medesh. El Di Yishlein Ma'al, it's a quote from the Besiose. El Di Yishlein Ma'al, the Tanyos, the Sfinoi, the Gias Ido, Eini Yom Yisrabon, Avala Rambam, the Gias Elba, Sub, Nakele, Hoche, Avala Fish, Yishku, Kach Medesh, אפשר לראות שיער משמע בישראל גיל הרייס למצוא הולכים עד כמה נשאים בסיוסף. So the Sosef says that Ramban is משמע that even though Ramban is more than the shame. Who say, not like the Mordechai. Ramban passes like the Mordechai. That in Bailo in Fein, in Bailo in Fein, so 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 in because the Chachon did not apply that is a Rabbon, that is a Rabbon in case of the Tzirech, where the woman is a Chilashem Zakona. Mashiach in Ramban, he has the Shite, that if she is sick and she is a Chilashem Zakona, then the husband is not allowed to take a pulse. Even though it's only a Rabbon, but the Chachon applied that is a Rabbon, even in the situation of the Chilashem Zakona. So that's the Ramban Shite, like the Pesach of the Mechaber. The Mechaber passes like the Ramban, not like the Mordechai Shite, but the Ramban passes like the Mordechai. So the Ramban says, but if she's a Chilashem Zakona, then it is not there. So the Pesach says, perhaps it's only the Ramban Shitosa, who says that Kirun Boso is only the Ramban. So Mele, במוקים פיקוח נפש, of course it's good. מה שאין כי מקורי דו רמב״ם, that Kirun Boso is מדרייסה, perhaps במוקים פחיות של יפס הקורי, in its also, because it's a מזרעי גיל הרייס. And the Arishim is saying that not only it's Yore Goyabe and Arayas itself, but even on the Abizrayi Gila. That's what the Mishyosef says. Now, so the Mishyosef says we told him. Why? Because it's very stubborn that even according to Rambam, that Kirun Boso is also a Benerayse, but there is no deal of Yehoi Vayabe Rambam. Oh, here there is no Yisadrayse anyway, because it's not Yerach Taibin. So that's why the Mishyosef says Sofi. So Mishyosef and Sofi in connection with Shkiz Rambam. But in connection with Shkiz Rambam is definitely with him. So that's why the Ruch HaShulchan explained in the name of Yahweh and Tzchich Eyo and Yus HaKoni Bechon Yo. So the Rambam says that even those who are passed like the Mechaber, but in case of Chilash Yerbis HaKoneh, then it's Muta. Even though the Mishyosef had his Sofik, but the Maskoneh of the Mishyosef is that it's Muta, even according to Israel. Now, so, צריכים קוסנת הרזור, ונראה, דמעט היה אבדה הרמב״ם בקיסא דלייסי, אלא כשאיסקים דרך טיימן וכי נסביר מה שאין כי נוחה, וכי נביא לפושט שלאין כי ישראל ממש בשמת דפק של אישו, אפילו שישי של נצחובים, אף אופי של ישראלים אחרים ונצחובים, וכי נסים שונים נשבו שבא לפידר כאו פור, אבל זה לא פושט כמו שכוספתי, וזה נביא את העשרה, ונראו בסין קודנזי, מה שנדבו, כי הרמב״ם כמו שכוספתי שום, בסיכון יו, וכאן איתו מי שצלבת, אם אין שזה ראי, לרמב״ם פסט, זה סין קודנזי, like the Rambam, that the tribulation der Teil in der Reihe ist, ist ein bisschen reißen, wenn es auch ist, in Stier, die passt uns, der die Zmutter, nicht in der Chadefe, im Bachel Shem ist er kommt. So weiß ich, wie sie ab Israel gänzeln ist, it's not ab Israel der Reihe ist, im Ekon in der Rambam, it's only when it's not in der Teil, but here it's not in der Teil. Und wie kommen wir denn in Sakon, so weil man es dann nicht, nie noch nicht, ich muss Rambam. So, now, the question is, why does the Bishiose have a Sophie? Is it possible that the Messiah told that the Kohen the Rambam, so the Chabit and Nashi, even Nader and Taibo, is also the right, that's impossible. So why is a father allowed to kiss his daughter? Why is a mother allowed to kiss her son? Because it's Nader and Taibo. So there is no Israel Raisi. But as far as Israel Rambam is concerned, so there's a difference between the mother and the son and some other person. But it certainly does not involve Israel Isaac. So I think the pshat in the Messiah is as follows. Now, there can be a meaning of Abisrael Darai Zimra. Because the Gemara says, my sale of the Lechot Shemos and Merino, in Shachas, or in Oregon, in the Poor, as a family of Maruma, as a Tzapa in Machir Ageda. So, what do you mean Machir Ageda, what kind of Israel is? Because it was Derech Taimi. So you need to deal with Derech Taimi. So he's awesome. So Chachomim said, "Yom Yoyam." So the Gemara says, "Bishlam Mandomar Shishi Shab." So why Shabbi? But that is only awesome Rabbanon. So it's higher from that Gemara is according to certain Rishonim. So there is a locher from Israel that highest, even when it's from Israel that highest with Rabbanon. There is still because Yesh Kiyah that Chachomim Makadomot Matir Mishem Alayzer. So even though in Reis it's not also but the Rabbonim is also so the Chachom that the Keach to be disaking that he has to be mislevish himself after all when he's mislevish himself so he's Yishev Al-Taisi so he's here with Chachom Lach and Lach and Lach and Lach so the Yosef said as follows according to the Rambam the Tchibu Vinishu in the Rechtayim is not also in Reis but also in the Rabbonim so the Mele Tchibu Vinishu is not of Israel the Reis Mashiim came according to the Rambam the tribute in issue. The Rechtayu is also in the Reise. So anyway, by Baal, which the Yidu, were in Sosa. With Rabbono, if we show in the Rechtayu, because it's conducive to Abu Lomo, so maybe with Rabbono, it could be considered that Israel the Reise. But according to Rambam, it could be considered that Israel the Reise in the Rabbono. But according to the Rambam, the tribute in issue, physical contact, in an erratic way, is also in Raise, so melee, even not in an erratic way, not in a Taibe, could be considered that Israel the highest in Rabbon. Not that it's also in Raise, show in a Taibe. That the Bishoseph knew that the Rambam couldn't say. So the Bishoseph had his Sophic ecology in the Rambam, but Ramuro means, if he is a Kolo Becholi also then, even according to Bishoseph, she thinks with that. And he says in parentheses,
Kislev Hashanah Tavshin Mem Gimel, November 98, number 27, 98.
Shibes Yomim Shazoba Shiteres, Maschelos Mimochas Yom Shibisekete, Vikach Mishkoto, Im Tira Shnei Yomim Shnei Shor Fosko Mireis, בדקס ביים שפוסקו כדי שפיפסיק בטח. Now, the particular of הפסיקטר is not something that I'm discussing it now on the Reise level. It because with Rabbonon, so all we need is today he has a gym of his own day. But on the Reise level. So, as far as the decades of Zayin Mikim is concerned, that's peculiar to Zobin. Because there is a lot of the Sofko. Der Nieder, der ist nur ein Hocher, der bekannte Nieder, mit 30, she can come down in the store. I mean, so in other words, if the initial flow takes place on Sunday, if she keeps on flowing blood, I mean, all the time, every day, and so if Shabbos, it subsides, she makes a picture of the Tzitzare, Shabbos afternoon before Shkia, so there she can be the Galas, which is Shabbos, and she can be the Galas. But suppose she doesn't make a picture of the Tzitzare, so then she is Cheskas Reil. So the picture of the Tzitzare is not peculiar to Zohar. The pictures of the Zion, the Kiv, are peculiar to Zohar. Mashiach in the pick of the sectaro, that is to determine that the flow stopped. So even a nido has to make a pick of the sectaro. So she was yomim shazoros ziveres mascheles mimoch vasyim she pisekel pe. Vikach nishkot. Im tiresh ne yomim moishlein she u poskol yireitz videkez vileim she poskol. So in other words, so the halacha is that she has to make a pick on the day when it subsides, today she tipsy bitaro. So it has to determine that the flow is subsiding. Because of the Rashbo, Botka Atzmo Shachis, Umotso Teiro, Abo Pisho, and Botka Binash Moshes, Harezu Becheskas Teiro. So suppose, of course, Lechatchile, she has to make the Dike Somuch to Shkir, within half an hour of Shkir. But the Ebed, even if she made the Dike of Epsektare in early in the morning, so it's also all right. Botka Atzma Shachis, Umotso Teiro, Aval Pisho, and Botka Binash Moshes, Harezu Becheskas Teiro. Roa So Yimecho Bilbat, Uposko, suppose she just saw down one day, Uposko, Ubotko Atzmo, Umotso Teiro, Harezu Becheskas Teiro. Now, this, my impression is that we went over this Gemara at Avsamaches in the summer. I'm not 100% sure, but that's my impression. But anyway, this is a very important idea. Avsamaches, the mission. Avsamaches on the Dalet, in Idem. Nido shebotko atzmo yim shvi shachis, umotso teo, ubin ashmoshes lo yifriso. So suppose, now here the Mishnah doesn't talk about the game of Izovo, even Nido. So if she was B'dekes Atzmo, on the seventh day, as of the initiation of the flow, in the morning, and she found Teiro, Ubin Ashmoshes, Lo Yifriso, Bin Ashmoshes doesn't mean, usually Bin Ashmoshes means between Shki and Tzitzek Chovim. But here, it doesn't mean between Shkia and Tzikhovim, because if it's one split second after Shkia, so then Tzikhovim doesn't accomplish anything. So Binash Moshes means some of the Binash Moshes. Some of the Binash Moshes. Whether it means half an hour some of, or it means from Milchektano, or it means from Milchekdelo, so there are three shittas. But, so, this is what Binash Moshes means. So there are three shittas. One shita is that in Ashmoshes, that's the biggest chumre, that it means half an hour, some of the shkir. And within half an hour, some of the shkir. And another shita is that it means the Bes Yosef, the Simen Kuf Tzadik Vov. So he says that it means Milchot Tam. Teish Ashori Sumechto. Let's say if it's an equinox day, so it will be a 3/3. So at 3:30, so that's the meaning of in Ashmoshes. In the next day. And then the Berek HaBayis, the whole Berek HaBayis says that it means Michal Deiro. So again, in the next day at 12:30. So that's Mishites. But it certainly doesn't mean in Ashmoshes after Shkir, because then the decay is of no effect, is of no significance. So Nido Shebot Ka'atzma Yim Shvi Shachis Umotso Teiro Ubin Ashmoshes before Shkir Lo Yifriso. She didn't make him decay. ולאחר יום עם בוטקו ומוצת מיו, הרי בחזקס תאו. So if she made the בדיקה in the morning, the seventh day, so according to the Kame, only if she made the בדיקה in the morning, the seventh day, because when a woman has a menstrual flow, So then, ordinarily, it continues for 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, sometimes even 7 days. More than 7 days, that's Beluyeh Nidos, that's abnormal, that's pathological. But 7 days is not pathological, is normal. But that's the maximum that a flow, a menstrual flow, can be mamshich. So the Meile Tanitame holds that when is a b'dikeh in the morning, all right, if the b'dikeh in the morning took place on the seventh day. So usually by the seventh day it subsides. So if she made the b'dikeh on the seventh day, even if she made the b'dikeh early in the morning, so in the end it's okay. It's okay. But suppose she made the b'dikeh on the sixth day of the initiation of the flow in the morning, and then she didn't make any other b'dikehs, so then according to Nekame, we cannot be sure that she didn't see any dam. Because since it's a sick day, and many women, so they have a flow for 7 days, not just for 6 days. So we may lay the fact that she made the b'dikeh in the morning on the sixth day doesn't show. So Nino she brought the atzmo in Shvi Shachis. ומוצת היו, ובינש מושס לא יפריסו, ולאח היום עם בוטקו ומוצת מיו, הרי בחסקסטר. הרי בחסקסטר. בוטקו עצמו בין שבי שחיס ומוצת מיו, ובינש מושס לא יפריסו, ולאח הזמן בוטקו ומוצת הירו, הרי זה בחסקסטר. מיסו? In other words, because since on the seventh day in the morning she was bedekes herself, and she found herself unclean, and then she didn't make so much to shkia, another b'dikeh. And then, let's say, on the 8th, on the 9th, on the 10th, on the 11th, on the 12th, she made a b'dikeh and found herself clean. So I mean, and on the contrary, and she found herself unclean on the 7th day in the morning, she found herself unclean. And then on the 8th, or on the 9th, on the 10th, and the 11th, she found herself clean. So we do not say, in view of the fact that she found herself clean on the 8th, on the 9th, so that means that upon the termination of the 7th day, she was also clean. Now she's clean? No, we can say, we have to anticipate the possibility that only now she became clean, on the 9th day, on the 10th day, when she will be Dekes, but until the 10th day, so she was still unclean. Vorhaye on the seventh day, she was unclean. So Harizim Cheskas Meyo, it means misov. Not Cheskas Meyo b'tiras vadal, but misov. Umitam meisleis, that is reference that relates to the ratio of the Mishnah, where it says Nida shebot katzmo yimshvi shachis umotzat teiro, uvinash moshes leimchizol achayom botko umotzat meyo harei becheskas teiro, and she is mutaris lebailo. So that's lebailo she is mutaris. So lebailo the chachomim were not machmir. Mashiitke legabi tayres. So then we pass that she is mitame meis leis. So mitame meis leis umkilo pkidet vim yishlovese is dayo shaito. So then it all has reference to the ratio. So then she is not mitame meisleis if she saw dam lachazman and it was miyim abeset. So that's the Tanakamishita. Tanakamishita is that a b'dike shachris is only effective on the seventh day. They don't have a flow for more than 7 days, usually. So mele, if she made a b'dike in the morning, Bishachis on the seventh day, so it's all right. Masheinkei, if it is the b'dikeh that she, the b'dikeh that she that she made was not on the seventh day, on the sixth day, on the fifth day, on the fourth day, and then she found herself clean, and then on the eighth day or on the ninth day, so she found herself unclean. So then we are changed. Maybe immediately after the b'dikeh on the sixth day, she had a discharge of dam. Voraye, now on the eighth day, on the ninth day, she's again unclean. That's according to Nekame. So according to Nekame, in order that the b'dikeh should be effective in the morning, only on the seventh day, but not on the sixth day. יהודי מאיה, רב יהודי זמור מחמיר, כל שלו יפריסו ויתארם מן המינכו למיילו, הרי זו בחזקסט מאיר. הרי זו בחזקסט מאיר. סורנו העץ, רב יהודי סייס, כל שלו יפריסו ויתארם מן המינכו למיילו. That's why the horse says, that's why the horse says that it means from 12:30 up. But that, in other words, Binashmoshes Leifrisod means from Minchadelo, because the Russian in the beauty is Kosh Leifrisod Itairo Minamin Cholomayo. Alright. So, Harezu Becheskas Neo. So, Rabiude is the biggest Nachmir. And Rabiude holds that even on the seventh day, a B'dike is not effective in the morning, but it has to be Minamin Cholomayo. Whether it means Namil Cholomayo Minchadelo or Minchadano, alright, there's a Machlekes. But in the morning, it's not effective. So he is the biggest man. Then the Chachomim, the Rabbonim Basroi. So they are even more major to Italian. The Chachomim Emri, Afu Bishnayim Remidoso, Botko Motso Teo. In not only on the seventh day, a big in the morning is effective, but even on the sixth day, on the fifth day, on the fourth day, on the third day, Even on the second day. So if the morning is effective. So now it's the 3 days. The biggest machmer is Rabbi Yehuda. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, if in the morning, even on the seventh day, is not effective. And according to Tanakame, on the seventh day, it is effective. But on the sixth day, it's not effective. According to Rabbi Chachomim Basroi, Rabbi Basroi in the Mishneh, so even on the second day, the Eved, it is effective in the morning. So, after you bishnai when you do so, what go what's so teiro, u binash moshes lo yifriso, u l'acha zman, what go what's at meyo, hareizu b'cheskas teiro. Now, so, the Chachomim Basroi, now we pass like Chachomim Basroi. Chachom pass Basroi, except the Rashbo in Tiras Abayis, he passes like Rebbe because he holds the Chachomim Basroye Amatrilika, Rebbe will soon see. So, now Rebbe in the Braise, the Sabaches of the Beis before the next Mishneh, so he says, Rebbe says, that he will be in Rishi is effective, in other words. So, according to most Rishonim, the Rashbo, and the Rambam, so there is a machleket between the Chachomim Basroi and the Rebbe, because the Chachomim Basroi say afilu bishnayim l'nidoso, thus implying only the second day l'nidoso, but the first day, so then the Chachomim Basroi admit that the tikkun in the morning is not effective. Mashein ken Rebbe, he says in so many words, that even the first day is effective. So it's effective. But the Rashbo says that when the Chachomim say Yafilu Bishnayim Lenidoso, it's Lav Davke Shnayim Lenidoso. It's not like this. But usually on the first day, so she will not, most of the time, she will not find herself weak. So that's why he said Yafilu Bishnayim Lenidoso. But if she did make it dikke, let's say she head down early in the morning at 6 o'clock, she had the flow of dam, and then she made the bdike at 7 o'clock, and she was clean. So then the Chachomim Basroi agree with Rebbe that there is effect. That's the Rashbo. But the other Rishonim say the Chachomim Basroi are only matia, the Eved bishnayim l'nidoso. But the first day, not. Then there is another machlokes Rishonim. When, let's say, according to Chachomim Basroi, so they say, except according to Shiras Rashbo, but all the other Rishonim. So the Chachom Basroi say, if the bdike is made in the morning, in the second day of the flow, of the initiation of the flow, so then the bdike is effective. But on the first day, not. So what does it mean, the first day, the second day? So Rashi Daf Nun Gimel in Nide, Rashi Daf Nun Gimel in Nide.
Ask her to your show. Ask her.
the fifth line from the end of the Omer in Rashi, in Gimel Dalet. I don't want to go over the whole Gemara, but that the expression is Alme Mishero Asof Have Kol Ayin Becheskas Chizeres V'Rei Adnar Ayin. So according to Rashi, when Rabbanu Basroi in the Mishnah distinguish between the first, the second day and the first day, so it doesn't mean that the first day is Chomer. The second day, and even the seventh day, if she already had the Riyas done that day, so the melee, it's considered like the first day. When we say the second day, the first day, it means the first day she certainly had the Riyas done, otherwise she wouldn't be in Europe. So it means, but suppose she had the Riyas done, the initial flow took place on Sunday, and then she had the Riyas done on Monday at 6 o'clock in the morning. And then at 6:30 she made the bdikah and she was sleeping. Since at 6 o'clock she already had the Riyas done, so it's considered like the first day. This is what Rashi emphasized in that beginning. In other words, and when Rabbanu Basroi is saying the Mishneh, Afil Bishnaiwe Vidoso Botko Motateo, so that means she had a flow on Sunday. And then she made a bdikah at 6 o'clock Monday. A Monday or at 7 o'clock or at 8 o'clock or at 9 o'clock, and she found herself clean. And she didn't find any dam on Monday. She doesn't know of any, she's not aware. So then we say that since there was no previous day on the same day with of dam, and so we don't have to anticipate. Maybe half an hour before she made a bdikah and found herself clean, maybe she had the shashada, because we didn't see it. So mele, it's the bdikah is affecting them. But suppose the initial flow took place on Sunday, and then on Monday morning she again saw that, but then half an hour later she made another bdikah and it was clean. So since she already had a flow that same day, so it's considered like Yimrishe, even the seventh day. Suppose the initial flow started on Sunday, and then on Shabbos at 6 o'clock in the morning she had a discharge of dam. Then half an hour later at 6:30 she made the bdikah and found herself clean. So then Rabbanu Basroi will say that the bdikah is not effective. So Yimrishe doesn't mean Yimrishe now. Yimrishe means, because Yimrishe always says Riyah, otherwise it will become Yimrishe. So any day on which she had the Riyas dam, she had the Riyas dam, so the melee, it will be considered as Yimrishe, even though half an hour later she makes a decay and she finds it clean. So it's considered Yimrishe and the decay is not effective. That's the shita of Rashi Daf Nun Gimel, and that's the shita of Teisves Daf Samaches, and however the Ramban in the face of Yuchas Nideh. So I want to finish Simen Kuftari Kvot, so we cannot go over inside. But the Ramban is Chilek and Rashi and Teisve, and Rashi is Shitet Ach Ningibu and Teisve Shitet Ach Samaches. And the Ramban says that Rabbanu Basroye, when they say, we say, Afu Bishnayim Renidoso, so it means they only exclude Yemrishi. Yemrishi, Mashayim Kei, Yemshedi, even if she had a previous year on the same day, so it's still not considered Yemrishi. There's the Ramban. Now the Sitra Tare says, I mean, we cannot go over inside, but he's Midayik. He says that this is told in the two Shemes in Tesis. So the first Lashon Teisves is like Ramban, and the second Lashon Teisves is like Rashi, and like Teisves Daf Samaches. Anyway, so we have in Machlekes Hashemi. Now we pass like Rabbanu Basroi. And the question is, so that means being Sheni, when you go so the dik is effective in the morning. But the question is, what does Yemrishe not? So what does Yemrishe mean? So according to Rashi and the Tesis of Samaches, so Yimrishim doesn't mean after Yimrishim. Yimrishim means any day on which there was a discharge of dam. So even though later on, say she makes a deacon, she finds it clean, so we are still chayshim since the same day she had a real dam. So the fact that later on she was clean doesn't prove that it subsided. Maybe later in the day she again had another discharge of dam since the same day. So even the seventh day, if she had one real dam on the seventh day and then she made a deacon, found it clean, so it's not affected. According to Rashi and Tisves, that's some chesed. According to Ramban and the first Moshe in Tisves, Dafnun Gimel in Ide, so it's that the first day not. But the seventh day, even if she had one rear of dam, so then, but then after that she makes a deacon and finds herself clean in the morning, so it proves that it already subsided. Now then, there is the Gemara in the Braise, that's some chesed on the base, after the two dots, after the third two dots. Rabbi Yudayne, Tanya Omgolay, Rabbi Yudayne, Moi Yodel Munach has been there, Kobinash Moshe's, Yopate Eimer, Achsho, Eimer, Musil Yodel Roaso, Mali Yifnis of Itaro, Gezayim, Namin Chol Mailo, Mali Yifnis of Itaro, Berishe, Berishe, Yipa Mandoma, my Greek Mandoma, Ey, there is a Mandoma, who says that even Berishe, a dick in the morning is effective. Who is that Mandoma Rebbe? Vatanya bin Chusi, Omar Rebbe, שאלת את רבי יוסי רב שמעון כי שואל מה הולכים בדרך ניבו שבו תקע עצמו עם זין שחס ומוצא תירו ובן השמוש אצלו יפריסו ולאחר היום עם בודקו ומוצא תמי ומל אומרו לי הריזו בחץ כסתר סודם יסתם חמישי, רבי, שלישי, שני, מאי אומרו לי לא ישנה בירי שלו ישאל he didn't ask what if she makes a drink in the morning on the first day ויתויסי שלו ישאל אותי אותו כול אליו בחץ כסתומי קיימה וכיב די פוסק פוסק Rishiname kim di posak posak, umikore my soda, who in ruzak my posak. So Rebbe Shittin is, he says, too easy. Rebbe Shittin is, the just is the shame. A decay is effective, so in the morning, so Rishin also. Rishin also. Now, so all the Rishinim except for the Rajpo say, that's Rebbe Shittin. But Rabbon Basroi, a whole, no, Rishin not, it's not effective. And we don't pass much Rebbe. Halochik Rebbe Mechaveir, Elohim Mechaveir. But the Rashbon, the Rasabai says that it is. The Rashbon mentions both this, and then his own shita is that the Rabbonim Basroi agree with Rebbe Shita. And when the Rabbonim Basroi is saying the Mishneh, Afilu Mishnah, it's not that Afilu Mishnah. But in Kodesh, in Kodesh, right. Shivas Yomim Shazov Siferes Maschelis Mokas Yim Shekhsefim Dei Vitach Mishpoto Im Tira Shriyon Mishlei Shehu Pospolita Yim Dideket Yim Sheposko Kini Shetipsi Vitare Because of Rashbo Botko Atzmo Shachris Umotzoteiro Adol Kishori Botko Min Hashmo Shezarit Vechets Kasteiro Ruasu Nivecho Bilvad Uposko The first day ובודקה עצמו ומוצותירו הרי זו בחזקה סתירו דנס דרשבו סאון שיטה because you pass like Rebbe why do you pass like Rebbe because רבון ובסרוי הנתחיל כאן רב so naturally you pass like that then דרשבו says ויש שמחמירים בו זה מסופי הוי ומיון הפסוח in other words that's the other שיטה which is the שיטה of most Hashem so but רשבו himself mentions that שיטה that it's only Rebbe who is making with me in Rishay but רבון ובסרוי I only make you being shiny, but being rishay not. Now, so what if it's yim shiny or yim shlishi, yim rivi, yim chamishi, yim shishi, yim shmi, but you already had the rie the day before, whether it's considered like yim rishay. So on that there is a machleket between Rashi and Ramban, and so the two so far doesn't discuss it. עדינו ברוזל יראה שצריכו שתפסיק ביטארה בין השמושס שכוסה בזה משני ואחר שיפסיק אדם תבדיק עצמו יופי יופי ובדיק עצמו תהיה בין השמושס ויהיה בין השמושס means before גימו לדלת יומין הרואה שדין פני כי בדיק אוף הפסיק תארה האומות יותרו הרי זה בחזק עצמאו because the בדיק אוף הפסיק תארה is the most important בדיק because this בדיק determines that the flow subsided. So, but until she makes that dike, so she has a cheskas mayim posuach. So, arid b'cheskas meyo, ad she posko b'tam, she leilo meini ziferes ad she tibik. So, there cannot be any zayniki, any zayniki without a dike of hefsek tam. It doesn't make sense. The only situation where we have a count of Zayin Nikim according to many of the Shemim without the Bikav Zeltara is Orei Edam Machmaschim. So they are, on the contrary, most of the Shemim say that Bikis of Zayin Nikim she's required to make, and Bikav Zeltara not. Why? Because Dam Machmaschim, so is a mild flow, even if it happens. It's a mild flow and she has a discharge once and then it stops. So in Mela there is no purpose in making a big of Ezekara. Masha'inke, if it's not a real damach maschim, so then the natural way is that the flow continues, not that she has a discharge, a mild discharge, and then it stops. So in Mela, without the big of Ezekara, there couldn't be a count of Zayniki. In Posko, so, ubichol Zayni me'asvire, tzrichali es bideket l'chatchile, pamachas b'yein. Now, this is in regard to the tikkus of Zayin Kiyum. So we have a machlekes in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, that's a machlekes on the base. Hazov ve'azov ve'eshevot ko atzmon v'yemri she'inu motzon toyem, u'v'yemashvi yu motzon toyem, u'shor yomim she'bintayim u'botko. We are talking of Izov Egmore. So suppose she made a dike on the first day of the Zayin Kiyum and on the seventh day of the Zayin Kiyum, and they found themselves clean. But the other days, they didn't make it. Of course, the chatchile, she has to make a bdike every day. The chatchile, she even has to make a bdike twice a day, the chatchile, every day. In other words, one in the morning and one before shkia. But there, suppose they made a bdike only on the first day and on the seventh day. So, we have three tamorim. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yoshua, and Rabbi Aki. We pass like Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer Eimer, Harein B'cheskas Tam. So the Eved is good. She's fair. As long as she made it one dike on the first day, the Zayin Kiyum, one dike on the seventh day, so it's good. The Eved. Rabbi Yeshua Eimer, Eilo Emel Yim Rishem Yim Shvi Bobat. So in other words, she has 2 days. Now you can ask, Monefshach, if she did sit down, so then it should be Seisa. If she didn't sit down, why does she have to count 5 more days? What's the purpose? So the answer is because the Torah says in regard to Zobah, Visof Olo Atzma. So in other words, it's a aloche that in order to become Teiro, it must be Sofu Ubodu. Now Sofu Ubodu doesn't mean, as the Shlomo points out, that she has to say Hayein Ginechod Misferosi. Say, in other words, she has to make a mental count. What does it mean, a mental count? To check, to inspect, and to verify that she is free. So that's aloha. So it's not because we are chishish, maybe she had a discharge of dam. If we are chishish, maybe she had a discharge of dam, so how can Rabbi Yeshua say that if she made a dik on the first day and she made a dik on the seventh day, let's say she made a dik on Sunday, she made a dik, let's say, on Sunday Parsha Bereishis, and then she made a dik on Shabbos Parsha Bereishis, the seventh day, so then Rabbi Yeshua says she has to count 5 more days. So she has to count Sunday Parsha Meyach, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Thursday night she's with us, she's the Velas, she's with us about Monefshah. If we are Heshish, lest she saw down, let's say on the sixth day on Friday Parsha Bereishis, so how is she with us? Revival when she counts 5 more days, the answer is she made a bit of a sectare, so then we don't have to be patient. but it is as a person be suffering atma, that 7 days have to be suffering body. So in Melee, she only made a decade and 2 days. So 5 days, woman of Duki Maleki. So it's not because we are Haitians, maybe she had the years down. Because if we are Haitians, maybe she had the years down. Maybe she had the years down, let's say on the 7th day before the decade. Before the decade. So how can she count 5 more clean days? Maybe she had the years down, let's say 5 minutes before she made the decade on the 7th day. So now, when she's developed Thursday night, so she didn't count Zayin as yet. The answer is, if there was a big of the tale, so it's considered Zbicheska Sheinereya, Koska. So it's Mayor Sosomole. But it's Aloha Bisopolo Atzmo. So it's Sopolo Atzmo, so the Mele, 7 days have to be Sopolo. So Rabbi Yeshua says, that Elohim Yerishim Yim Shvibova, Rabbi Akiva Yimer, Elohim Yim Zaynu. According to Rabbi Akiva, if she made the ticket on the 1st and 7th, so the only day that is counted is the 7th. So then she has to count 6 more days. And we pass like Rabbi Lezer. That the Eved, if she made the ticket on the 1st and 7th day, so it's all right. Now then there is a machlekes between Rav and Rav Hanini. Iboy, that's the second line from the end of the Omen. That's some chesam base. Hazov ha'azov, shebot ha'atzmi yim rishim yim shmeim, u'motzotoye, u'sho ha'yom u'nivotku. The Rav Lezer Mao. So he says, 7, the 1st and 7th. So what does Rav Lezer mean? Both are necessary, David, a b'dike the 1st and b'dike the 7th. The Rav Lezer Mao. Chilosom b'seifo b'ino, ve'ochon chilosom ike seifo leke, or dilma chilosom ha'chogavshin seifo. And the same, Omar Rav, he, Chiloson Afopishin Seifon, and the same thing, the Gemara mentioned Seifon Afopishin Chiloson. The Rav Hanina Omar, Chiloson, the Seifon Bimon, Hochon Chiloson Nike Seifon Lekin. So there is a machlekes between, now we pass like Rabbi Lezer, that if she made a Dikin the 1st day, the 7th day, so it's good Eved, but the question is, suppose she made a Dikin the 1st day and not the 7th day, is it good or it's not good? So Rav says Tchiloson Afopishin Seifon and Seifon Afopishin Tchiloson. Rav Hanina says Tchiloson V'Seifon Bimon. How do we pass? Do we pass like Rav? Or do we pass like Rav Hanina? So most Rishonim pass like Rav. The Tchiloson Afopishin Seifon and Seifon Afopishin Tchiloson. However, the Smag and the Sifra Trumo, they pass like Rav Hanina. The Tchiloson V'Seifon Bimon. The Mechaber has two Rishonim. Whether Tchiloson Yisefon Bino or Tchiloson Afopishin Seifon, said Tchiloson. The Rabbo Paskins Ligamre, that Tchiloson Yisefon Bino. Now, Tchiloson Yisefon Bino, so then there is a Machlekes. Then there is a Machlekes Acheni. The Machlekes Acheni. So, since we pass in Tchiloson Yisefon Bino, so some Acheni say, Yamachnia. It has to be the first and the 7th day. Suppose she made the bdikah the 1st day and the 5th day. The 1st and the 4th day. 2 bdikahs on 2 days, but not dafke the 1st and the 7th. So it's not good, Samachim. The Doruch HaShulchan is making. The Doruch HaShulchan is making. In other words, if there was the 1st day and any other day, or the Zayiniki, or the Wednesday, and any other day, not dafke the 1st and the 7th. The 1st and any other day, or the 7th and another day, it's also right. It's also right. Now, I mentioned that there is a machlekes between the Chavis Das and the Sidre Tao. I mentioned that according to Chavis Das, so one bdike in the Zayin Kim is me'akev midrais. Is me'akev midrais one bdike in Zayin Kim. And the Svartala says, no, Midraise, as long as she makes a bdike of Efsektar, and then she is alerted to the fact that she didn't see that she's clean, so Midraise, it's enough. Now, it was, I made a mistake. The secretary doesn't say it. The secretary mentions it in the name of the Shus Yaakov, he says it. But the secretary doesn't agree with the Shus Yaakov. So is the secretary in Simen Kutzari work, he mentions that in the name of the Shus Yaakov, but he is Chilpan Shus Yaakov. So in other words, so it's a machlekes between the Chavis Das and the Shus Yaakov. According to Chavis Das, so one sphere is miyakev midraise, not because we are cheshish. If everybody agrees that as far as the choshe is concerned, if she made the bdikav selimitare, so that determines that my own nista. But just as Rabbi Yeshua says, if she made bdikav on the first and the seventh, so then she has to count five more days. Why? Because every day has to be suffer ubodu. So according to Rabbi Lezer, so in order that all the 7 days should be considered suffer ubodu, there must be at least one day on which there is a bdikav. And one day, but if there isn't even one bdikav on the Zayin Nikiyin, so do we have no choshes? But she's a soul of Bible because that's the Xeras HaKosov. We suffer all Atzmo. She has to be bathing and she has to check. How does she check? By making a decay. So, according to Chavis Das, so it's one decay is Midraise. Now, the Chavis Das is made there. The two decays are certainly not back in Midraise. Because according to Rav, so even Midrabonon it's all right. How can we say that there is a machlekes between Rav and Rav Chanina and the Reisler? So the machlekes is, I mean, the Rabbonon level. But Rav Chanina says, mid Rabbonon, so Tchloson, we say from him. And according to Shvus Yaakov, so if one B'dikin design is not indispensable, mid Reisler. Only the B'dik of Efsektare is indispensable towards the Sphira Zayniki. Alright, now. So he says, Umiyim ha-mochos tazkuiz, v'shimrikim, u'bot tazkuiz, sheposk mu'ireis, u'bot ko la'achab gimu idalit yonim, u'bot zoteiro, ha-reizim cheskas neyo, ad sheposk imam, because there was no b'dik of Efsektare. עד שפוסקו ביטרה שלו, אם זה פרס השטיבדק, אם פוסקו, ויוז מינים ומחוסק, ובכל זין, אם יהיה סבירה, צריך להידק את לכתחילה פעם אחת ויהיה. ובספר, so לכתחילה פעם אחת, so he says, ובכל זין, אם יהיה סבירה, צריך להיז בדקס לכתחילה פעם אחת ויהיה. So, the tour says, we pask that לכתחילה should make two bigger second day. But the tour says, ובכל זין, אם יהיה אם ימי הספירה צריך להיז בדקת לכתחילה פעם אחת ביהיה נטו, דניסר, ובספר המצווה סקוסף פעמיים אך השחריס ואך הסערביס נאו ארביס does not mean אפתא שקיעה but ארביס means סמוך לארביס, that's what אפתא שקיעה so it has no significance so that's the way the רמות פסק נאו, ומיהו אפילו ריבוטקו בכל הזיין אלו פעם אחת ראש נבות קובעים ראשי של השיר או אם ביחרים או ביחד נמצואים סאב not where it's the two pastors like half not like half חביב and that's the psak of Moshe Shemi לא יבות קובע בכל השיבו עד עם השמיני ובות קובע ובות שתואר אין לו אלה עם חס בבד ומשלו בסולות because certainly אני דרבון עליו so if there is not even one בדיקה in the Zayin Nikiyin so then it's not considered Sfurim Ubdukin So if it's on the eighth day, so then the eighth is the first day of the Zayin Nikiyin. Umashlem esor, avar pishi yifsika bitaro, kim shal botko klau besich hashim. Kol dikesevu, bein dikas efsek taro, bein dikas kol hazayin, ויטיב דק לא יבגד שוכר ולא יבודי ולא יבגד פיש נחודוש אפילו שהוא נוקי ולא בום כדי שהוא קושה אלו ביצן הנוקי לרח או ביצן הגפן דת מנסקפי או יבגד פיש ניושן שהוא נוקי ורח ותכניסים ולחירים ולצדוקים עד מוקים שאיבר התשמיש מגיע ואם לא סוכי לא יהווה אלוקים ובאלים and that there is also a מחלקת השם a very important מחלקת השם the Gemara Dafei in Ide I think we learned that at Gemara so the Gemara says that Linyan Tares so when a woman makes a Dike so she has to push the piece of cloth into the Chum and Bezlok into sideways, he has to push it. Because sometimes there might be a drop of blood, you know, on the side of the vaginal canal, and if she doesn't push it, the hole is blocking in all the recesses inside, so then she might miss detecting a spot of blood. That's ligabitis. So the Raime cheating is that only ligabitis, because there are many homeless ligabitis. So she is mechuyeves to be bathed b'chorim mizokim, not the recesses. But ligabi bairo, she's not mechuyeves to push it b'chorim mizokim, to be bathed b'chorim mizokim. That's the sheet of the Raime. The Balanoye, he passed this, that even ligabi bairo, even Gabi Mairo, as far as the Dike of Esektare is concerned, as far as the Dike of Esektare is concerned, and as the Dike of Zayin Nikin is concerned, because with Gabi Mairo, there are two kinds of Dikes. There is one Dike, let's say, according to many Rishayi, a woman who has no Veset Kavua, who has a Veset Shini Kavua. So every time she wants Kim Tashmi, she has to make a Dike. Or, let's say, in the inner babies, a woman who doesn't have a vessel of water, so she has to make it bigger in the inner babies. Or a woman who has a vessel of water. So, on the Yema vessel, let's say, if she has a vessel of water every 25th day, so on the 25th day, she has to put in a piece of cloth. She has to make it bigger. That bigger certainly does not have to be beholden with Zokim. But the machlekes between the Raimet and the Balamoyer is in regard to the bdikes of Efsektare and the bdikes of Zayin Nikin. The bdikes of Efsektare and the bdikes of Zayin Nikin. So according to the Raime, even the bdike of Efsektare and the bdike of Zayin Nikin does not have to be the Chorom of Mizrokim. The Chorom of Mizrokim. And according to the Balamoyer, it has to be the Chorom of Mizrokim. And we pass this like the Balamoyer. Alright. So he says, that's what he says here. That's one child. So there is a machlekes between the Raimet and the Balamoyer and the two pascals like the Balamoyer. Then there is another machlekes. Chulim Mizloki means sideways. That does not have reference to the depth, how deep the image, the piece of cloth is pushed in. But then there is another machlekes, how deep must a woman push in the piece of cloth. So the maximum that a woman can push the piece of cloth is admokim she'oreiva magia. That means up to the beginning of the cervix. I mean, it's impossible. I mean, to make a dike beyond she'mokim she'iva magia, beyond the cervix. That's impossible. So the question is she mechuyeves to make a dike beimek at she'oreiva magia or not? So many rishonim say that there is no shear in emek. In other words, even if she doesn't push the piece of cloth very deep inside, so it's enough. However, the roshike in Chaslidi is that she has to push the piece of cloth beimek ad mokim she'iva magia, bishastashim. That means up to the cervix. If possible. So, now of course, I mean, let's say, suppose all the Rishonim agree. So, the Beis Yosef in Siman Kaput Tzadik Vov mentions many Rishonim who say that to Eimek there is no shear. In other words, there is no shear no matter. It doesn't, as long as she pushes it in, so even though she doesn't push in the piece of cloth at Mokim She'iva Magia, so it's alright, but she has to push it sideways too. But in Emek there is no shear. However, the shita of the Rosh is that in Emek there is a shear and she has to push it if possible at Mokim She'iva Magia. But of course the secretary points out that Midraise there is no chiyuv of Bechorim Mitzvokim, and of course, and there is no shiur nemek, even if it's a superficial pushing in, so as long as he pushes it in, so it's alright. The Horaye, how about Ikale? Ikale Psu. when she makes the decay, it's impossible for her to make it decay. Behum Bizokin or Behemek at Mokim Sheva Mavi, it's physically impossible. So how is so how does she do it? So obviously I say there is no requirement of pushing in the piece of cloth. Behum Bizokin and or Behemek at Mokim Sheva Magia. So the machlekes is in the Rabbah. So he says, so the two pastors in both chites, rechum. So he says, v'tachniseu rechum u'zokim. That's in regard to rechum u'zokim. Ad mokim sheivatash v'shmagia. So he passes in like the rosh. Ad mokim sheivatash v'shmagia. V'in roses akein, v'haver rekiya v'alme. V'lo yotzo yedidi. V'yotzo yedidi. Now, the Midrash Yehuda in Tshuva Nivor Mem Vov mentions a very big way. It should not be mentioned to people because unfortunately you mention something, a certain shite that can be applied in an emergency situation, and then people will vote you and they will apply it in all situations. Yeah. But the Midrash Yehuda in Tshuva Mem Vov, in Tshuva Mem Vov, it's a very important tshuva, and I suggest that everyone should go over that tshuva. So he mentions the machlekes between the chayved and the baramoyer as whether the bdike has to be bechorim mitzlokim or not, and the machlekes hashenim whether there is no shiur neimek or yadmokim sheira magia. So then he says, according to the chayved says that the bdike does not have to be bechorim mitzlokim and there is no shiur neimek. So Al-Bedin, it's a big kule, I mean it should not be mentioned. So he says, Al-Bedin, even if she doesn't make Ibdike, but if she is mentally alerted, and she is constantly alerted, and she makes sure, let's say that there is no Dishash of Dam, let's say the way women today use certain tempan or something. So according to the Ravid, it's enough. But the Chavizdas and the Gisrim Tare, they are all chelik on the Nidhiyuri. They are all chelik on the Nidhiyuri. The Rai of the Nidhiyuri, that this is the Shita of the Rai, we learned that Gemara in the summer. Taf Yudveiz on Dal. So the Gemara says there, Tom Rabbono, Chamorim upeyalim vaboyim bisorom v'oidom bisamishte, nisheyem lohem b'chazkastare, upoyim bisheyem b'moyem, ve'in nisheyem is b'neirif, v'amedu amorim shimichom b'chazkastare, abu nicham b'chazkastume, ve'ilo mitmeyo, ashetim alo iteirani, v'oshmuel b'mayim eikalo, I bisheyeish lo beset, kasheiro, vi bisheyem lo beset, kashe ben eva ben nishenu leilam vishyeish lo besed vichidu shetobo eilu chabdika deo nizu eilu chabdika deo nizu. What is eilu chabdika deo nizu? Tobo. The answer is, since he's born in a derech and he's tobo and she hears, she's eva and she hears and everything, that means that she alerted herself. So in other words, so that's, but it's a very big hulei amin, and they are all chelik anubilei. But, so, I'm mentioning it to you because Tero will limit on Utsrichi, but I don't want that you should mention it to anybody, certainly not to those who are involved in Paschal Shabbos. And you'll do a great harm to me if you mention it. I'm just mentioning it because Tero will limit on Utsrichi, but it should not be mentioned to anyone because it can be a big mixture. They big lesson, because then they'll start misquoting me and all the friends of mine. So whenever, if they, they'll be able to quote a vikuna in my name, they'll do it right away. So please don't mention it to anybody. All right. But the Chavizdas and the Sivretare are chilek on this Nirgulishim. Now, Hasume bidekes atzmo umar lechavot. Hashayte v'acherses, sheinu ishi ma'asu l'gidaberes. Vishenitre vodaito machmas chilek. צריך להספיק חייסליב דקייסון ולקבי אלוי וסטס להקן גימטלס לבעליהם הוא כבר להם וסט הרים כשור כל אנושי בואי הוא כבר להם חייש שיש מועמדים ולעמדים ובית כיס על דפיק חייש זו אין עשרי עולים אנושי הוא אישה שמר בליב דקבי ומשכרוס על דין ביום אפשרוי ועשו בהם הרי זה משבחס אך אופי שיש לו וסט פולדואר אפשר שיום הוא נדבר ושלוי בשעש וסט יושבו ולוי בוקו בית בינס. But I mean, all these dikes, mishbachas, if it's not with the Baal, if she doesn't do it in the presence of the Baal, but if the Baal knows, then she's not mishbachas, because of libelik. Yoshua will be botko, beinus, bein rotsna, arizu, cheskasteiro. Chutz, me'acha, veset akabua. Kol tzvira zazayim. Tzorich, shen yiritzufi. So, shalitheir, so he says, Yoshua will be botko. Bein bein is bein merotz nariz b'cheskasteiro. In other words, suppose she didn't make any dikes, so she's b'cheskasteiro. Except if, let's say, she has a beset every 25th day, and the 25th day passed by, she didn't make a dik on the 25th day. So there she's b'teras l'bayla. But before she is, before tashmish, since she didn't make a dik on the day of the beset, so she has to make a dik. That's what he means. Chutz miachah beset akobur. כל צבירה סזיין צורך שיהיה ריצופי שמתיר ריאס דם ביניהם שאפילו רואה סוף בשבי סוף בשבי איזה חמו או בן השמושה שהוא סוף יקי סיסרס כל עמיין וחיסרס למיונו עד שיהיו הם זיין ריצופי מגם. Now here he starts discussing the Indian of 4 days over the God design king or the Ramot Paskins 5 days. What is the basis for it? The Gemara doesn't mention it. But what does the Gemara mention? The Gemara mentions one thing, that the Zorik Deir, if she was Gelete Shechvazera, so then it says her one day. That we learned in this Kusik. So that's the Aloch, and the Rai say it says her one day. Now, there is a Machlekes in Gemara in Shabbos, many Tanoim, and for how long a period does the Shech from Tashmish does it have a Halishem Shechvazera? So in other words, it has a Halishem Shechvazera if it's capable of fertilizing the exile. Then it has the Halishem Shechvazera. Now, we don't have to say that there's a Machlekes in Mitzvahs. Because, so, one time it says, and that's the way we should know Paschas, that Pelete Shechvazera within Sheishenis, that means 72 hours, 6 times 12. So, within Sheishenis, 3 is less. So, he says a one day. Why? Because that's likely, I mean, that the Shevazera, within 3 is less, is likely to be capable of fertilizing the excel. So, mainly it has a Halishen Shevazera, Chishazera, so mainly it says it. But suppose she pelete shechvazera more than 3 misles, more than 72 hours as of the Tashmish, so then it's not seiser. So actually, within a Gemara, a Zove, and all the women, all the ladies are considered Zove's daylights, so she has to count only Zayniki. So if, let's say, a woman had the flow just one day, she had the flow on Shabbos, and then she made a bdikah of Zeshtekhtara before Shkiye, so she should be able to start counting the Zayniki with Sunday. And then, the following Mitzvah Shabbos, she could be Tivales and be Mitzvah Shabbos. But, since there is Aloche of Pilate Shechvazera, Isisaris Monday, if we'll allow her, let's say, she was Mishameshes Mitosa. She was Mishameshes Mitoso, let's say, Friday night. And Shabbos, afternoon, she saw down. And she stopped. She made the bdike before Shkiye, and it was clean. So if she will be allowed to start counting with someday, so then we'll let her go through it. We'll let her go through and between Shabbos. Sunday will be the first day, and Shabbos will be the seventh day. The following Shabbos will allow her to go through it between Shabbos. But she was in Shabbos Mitosa Friday night. Suppose she'll be Pelete Sheikh Vazera. She'll be Pelete Sheikh Vazera at Sunday night, at 9 o'clock at night. So it will be within the Sheishenis. So Mele Sunday night is already the Monday day. So it's Eser the day. So how can she go through a Mitzvah Shabbos, but the Monday day could not be counted? So then when she is, when she goes to the, she will still be a Nido, and there will be a Misakores. And it's always likely that a woman can be Pelete Sheikh Vazera and not even be conscious of it. So Mele, she is not allowed. So the Torah says, that if a woman was Mishameshes Mitosa, Samuch to the Riyas Dam. So the Riyas Dam, of course, if let's say the husband was out of town, and the, so then there is no Choshosh. But suppose she was Mishameshes Mitosa the same day before the Riyas Dam, so Mele, so even if she stopped, even if the flow stopped the same day that the initial flow took place, so she cannot start counting Zaynikin, but she has to count four unclean days. In other words, suppose she saw down, let's say on Sunday, she saw down on Sunday, even if she stopped immediately. So she made a bdikya on Sunday and she didn't see any dam. She cannot start counting on Monday, the first day of Zayniki. But she has to count Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So far, I mean, the fifth day, that's an extra one. So she has to count four unclean days. Why four unclean days? Because if she counts four unclean days, so then she's sure that she will not, even if she will be Pelete Sheikh Vazera every day, so it will not be Seisim. Because if she counts four unclean days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, so the first day of the Zaynikin will be Thursday. Now, so even, let's say, if she will, she was Mishameshes Mitoso, Mitzoy Shabbos, and then she had the Riyas Dam on Sunday, and then she made, and she knows that she's clean, subsided. So suppose, so only if she'll be Pelates within 3 misles. So if she was Mishameshes Mitoso, let's say at 9 p.m., Mitzoy Shabbos. So if she will, even if she'll be Pelates, a Sheikh Vazera, within the 72 hours, let's say at 8 p.m. Sunday night, or Monday night, and Tuesday night, so that already belongs to the Wednesday day, but she starts counting with the Thursday day, so there is no mirshul. But if she will not count four unclean days, she'll just count three unclean days, then there will be a possibility of a mirshul. Suppose she was Mishameshes Mitoso at 9 p.m., Mitzoy Shabbos, and then she saw down Sunday afternoon, and she stopped. But so she'll be Pelete Sheikh Vazera at 8 p.m. Tuesday night. So it will be 71 hours after the Tashmish. So it still has a Halishem Sheikh Vazera. So maybe it will be Seisim. So, and if she will start counting with the Wednesday day, so the Wednesday day cannot be counted. So they will both be Nichshol in an Isakores. So because of that, the Torah says, "Hapilete shevazera b'misiloso, yimutich vod beinim sushimusho, siseres isiyei, v'fichoch hamshameshes mitoso, v'roaso uposkopei, v'yeimim mascheles lister zayinikim, ad sheyabru alo vod v'imi shlemis, shemotifli, v'fichoch hamimascheles lister, ad yeim heili shimusho, So the two paskins only 400 days, not 500 days. Kein im Shimshon Mitzvah Shabbos in Maschelas Liste Rabbi Mei. Die Kaimelon in Shechvazer HaMasriach at Shiyavol of Shisho Enis. Shloim is Meis Reis. Vim Shimshon Mitzvah Shabbos Upolto Leil Arba Kede Mei Shimusho. Vim Mitzvah Shabbos Tuesday night. עדיין הוא ימדים שיחינו שישיס לשימושה וסיסרס הילקח עם חמישי יהיה עם חישם לסרוס אומנון עם קליצו so according to the two so only if שימשה מתוסו so what did they mean but suppose that she was not בשמיש מתוסו let's say for a number of days prior to the rear so then she doesn't have to count 400 days over and above the Zayniki but then there are more There are more mentions two extra chumres. One chumre that even if the baal is chutzliya, is in the Zayat, when there is no choshi of siseres of kleve shechazera, but because of the proof, so that a kone, by the kadmeni was that she still has to count unclean days, and not only four unclean days, but five unclean days. What's the purpose of the 500 days? What's the purpose of the 500 days? So that's because suppose she'll be mishameshes mitoso some of the nashmoshes, and she'll think it will be before shkia. Actually, it will be after shkia. So then she'll make a mistake. So because of that, she has to count an extra day, unclean day, five unclean days, and then. Make the hefsektare on the fifth day. Make the hefsektare and count zayniki. And even if the baal is out of town and is overseas, when there is no choshe, she still has to count according to Pesach Ramo 500 days. But the Torah says, "Omna mitir tzelisper miimochas chiyoso tikanach yofa beisemokim bimeich uibibeget." So in other words, the Torah says that even if Shimshon mitoso, she can start counting the Zayinikim immediately, the moment the flow subsides, if she cleans herself, in other words, she douches herself. So then she ensures that she will not be Pelevei Shechazera. But according to Pesach of the Ramo, this is not effective. I mean, she has to count 500 days under all circumstances because of Loi Pluv. There are Ramban Kosal, there are Dinami in Hocha Biragwell, Poto Kwazer, even if she doesn't make a douche. In other words, if she does a lot of exercise, so then he can also take it for granted that any Shechvazera that could possibly be Niflat was already Niflat as a result of that exercise. When it did not in your Rosal, because the Rosh says that there is no right. That as a result of Hocha Biragwell of doing exercise, that she was Peletes Shechazer. But I did Kosav, the Peletes Shechazer in Siseres El Litares, we know the dialogue. But we discussed that in discussing. That the Raivet Chiti is that the whole aloche of Siseres Yim Echod is only the Gabitares, not the Gabonis El Bible. We hear Latin Yom Rosal. At that time, we mentioned three Shittes. The Shitte of Abnetam is that when she Siseres, only the husband is a Zav. So we are afraid maybe there is Sikhtsuche Zimo together with Shechvazera. That's why it's a Yisrael. That's the Shita from the Tam, but all the other Shem are Chelik from the Tam. And even they say that Kenezi Shechvazera is Yisrael Sinechol, even if the husband is not Yisrael, it's not because of Sikhtsuche Zimo on the Baal. And then the Shita of the Raimed is that it's only Yisrael Sinechol in regard to. In regard to Tyrus, not the Bailo, but we pass that even the Bailo is Siseres Yim Echod. Right now.
But does a Baal come?
What is it?
We're not handling Tyrus today. I mean.
But we don't pass like the Raivet. There's the Siseres Raivet, but other Shem Achelik on the Raivet. And they say that is Pilate Shevazara is Siseres Yim Echod, even we got the Bailo, not only we got Tyrus. We don't pass like the Raivet.
But the Baal himself has not become a Tamei because of his own carrier, because of...
So what? I mean, but it's Aloche that is Siseres Yim Echod in the minion of the Zode. So maybe she doesn't have Zayniki. There's the Aloche. Pilate Shechvazera is Siseres Yim Echod. שיבס יומי שהזוגוס יפרס מסחיל לנבוח עשים שפוסקו בי וכך לשפוטו אם תראה ביז יומי מגימו פוסקו ולראי בדקת בלום שפוסקו כדי שתפסיק ביטארה ובדי כזו תהיה סומך ובין השמושס ואת לך תחילה what does it mean סומך ובין השמושס הפנאו פריה תשקיע וחייני יגיעו לך תחילה ובדיעבד אפילו ללבות לו עצמו רק שחיס ומוצא עצמו תאירו סג בכך ולאימו מילה מבודום להחמיע לך תחילה בסרבי זה שתבידקס ויהיה עם הפסק תערוסו בימי הודוחו ושאישום כל בין השמושס שזו הבדיקו מציאו מדי כל סופי. Now this is one thing that the poskim of today they are machmir on that more than anything else, and this is not a chiyuv gomor, this is only a midas chsides that's taken from the Rashbo, Rashbo b'tiras habayis. So when the lashon of the mechaber is uleilom yilamid odom lehachmir lechatchile, so the Hashulchan points out that it's not obligatory because he says the lashon. Because he says, "Ubdikezu." Fred the Mechaber says, "Ubdikezu tia somuch b'nashmoshes." What does it mean, somuch b'nashmoshes? Within heaven or oshki. So that v'chein neyegin lechatchil. Uvidehemed avubot katzmo achshachis umotz atzmo teir osad b'kach. So there we discuss it lechatchil that is obligatory lechatchil. So he uses somuch b'nashmoshes. He doesn't say that it has to be kept the whole b'nashmoshes inside. But then he says, "Leivom yilamid odom lehach melechat chile b'sirbeisei sheitidekes b'yei hefzek taroso b'meirdochuk v'sheheishom kol b'nashmoshes shezu abdiko mitzio midei kosofik." Mitzio midei kosofik. So in other words, that's the union of meirdochuk. But the meirdochuk, he doesn't say lechat chile is mchoyeres to do it. Leivom yilamid odom, it's the proper thing. That's a midas chsides. But it's not a chiyuv lechatchila. Masha'in came to make the bdike somuch levin hashmoshes. That's a chiyuv lechatchila. So in other words, if a woman doesn't make the bdike somuch levin hashmoshes, she'll make it, let's say, in the early part of the afternoon or on the morning, it will also be good habit. But it will also be good habit. But lechatchila, she is mechuyeves to make the bdike somuch levin hashmoshes. But she is not mechuyeves to keep it inside the whole benashmoshes. That's only with a chsides. So because of that, the Aruch HaShulchan says that if many women have many problems as a result of keeping the meir dochuk, the whole benashmoshes, so that irritates, so the inside, so the male has, then she'll have many shyness, many problems. So he says that if it is difficult for the woman to keep a meir dochuk b'nashmoshes, she shouldn't do it. In Sakanda, the country, this is a chumre that might be conducive to kumes many times. So, but if it is not conducive to problems, so then there is a midas chsides to keep the meir dochuk inside all b'nashmoshes. But the mechaber, in connection with the chiyuv lechatchila, he says, "Ubdikezu tiyeh somuch levin hashmoshes." In connection with the meir dochuk, he says, "It's a midas chsides." Uleilom yilamid odom lehachmir lechatchila b'sirbeis. V'nispalu hakol arvis v'dayim godeil en yichilu livdek. Uleil mishlubonim ulehaschil livnis v'yimamochos. Me'achad hakol kvor oso Yisrael. This is Tumas Adeshishit. It's a big chumri. V'yei shemrim dimutah. אפילו עושה הכל שרס והנה יגיר לחתחילה להיזוהר נדורס לחתחילה a woman should let's say if she has to make it דיקי אפשר סקטארה Friday afternoon before she came, so she לחתחילה she should make it before she benches lich, not after she benches lich. Even if she benches lich sometime, let's say half an hour before she came, so she should still לחתחילה she should make the דיקי before she benches lich, because if she benches lich, so ordinarily she's in Kabbalah Shabbos, and there is a shita that with Rabbonon, since Teisa Shabbos is chal, so in Meile she cannot play the dik anymore. But the Eved Imosh, Umikzas Noshim Neagis, Shin Posko Kedem Borchu, Because when you discuss in the dam, dich in this also, os mafzik in atu acha boch, in his kalku or some clear, the chishin gobazel in devil, they nim chiz biodo, ki ken kibu me ze chochem sheirole, vu mina gosiki. Roa so ye mecho bilbat, u posko be biyei, tzricho mit dik atzmo bimir dochuk, vi she yehei kol bin ashmoshes, you see? I mean, that's a riot to the Orach HaShofa. You see, in the first case, in Sif Aleph, he said only, Uleilom Yilami Dodom Lachm Lechatchil in Sif Aleph. Not that it's a Chiyub Lechatchil. The Chiyub Lechatchil in the first Sif is only it should be Somuch Bin Hashmoshes. Not that she's Mechiyub Lechatchil to keep him Mir Dochuk, the whole Bin Hashmoshes. The whole Bin Hashmoshes. But, the Chiyub, the Chiyub Lechatchil is only to make the decay of Hefzek Tare some of the Hashemoshes. But the Midas Chassidus to keep him Erdochuk. And keep him Erdochuk. And then he says, Raso Yimechot Bova, Uposko Bebe Yei, Tzricho Yudik Atzmo Bime Erdochuk, Vishyeiko Bina Hashemoshes. Then he said, Ramo, Uvidehebe, Imbotko Atzmo, Somuchu Bina Hashemoshes, Umotso Atzmo, Tehero, Avopisho Roya Mechetzlo, Kobin Ashmoshes, Isaac. So in other words, there are more passages. I mentioned it. Now, there are three Tanoi. There is the Tanoi. I mean, there are four Tanoi. Mentioned in that Sukhya Rasamaches. It's very important to remember that Sukhya Rasamaches. So the sheet of Tanakami is that a decay in the morning is only effective if it's being Shvibova. The sheet of Rabbi Yehuda is the biggest machmir that even being shvi'i dikeh in the morning is ineffective. Then the Rabbon Basroi in the Mishnah, they say that if dikeh in the morning, the Eved is effective even being shvi'i. Then Rebbe says that even being rishi. So the sheet of the Rabbi, the Rashbo is that the Rabbon Basroi are not even chili kamer. But the other Rishim say that the Rabbon Basroi are chili kamer. Achili kamer. Then So that means that Beyem Rishon, so if a decay is made, the Eved, I mean if a decay is made in the morning, so even the Eved, so it's not effective, according to most Hashem, except Rashi. But if the decay is made not Beyem Rishon, if the decay is made not Beyem Rishon, and if the decay is made not Beyem Rishon, but it's made by Yom Sheni in the morning, or even by Yom Shvi in the morning, but she had a previous Chiyuv the same day, before. So then there is a machlokes between Rashi and Ramban. So according to the Ramban, even according to Rabbanan Basroi, so it is all right, only being Rish Mamesh, because the initiation of the flow took place, but if it's in the second day, since the initiation took place the day before, so even though it was a riyah on the second day, but after that there was a decay and it was clean, so it's all right, so it's effective. And according to Ramban, according to Rashi, any day, even the seventh day, if there was a riyah down on that day earlier, so it's considered like in Rishon, and according to Rabbanan Basroi, so the decay in the morning is not effective. Now, how does the Mechaber say? Roa so yimechot bilvat uposko beibiyei tzricho yudik atzmo bimerdochu ishehiko bin Hashemoshes. So in the case, or it's roa so yimechot bilvat, so the Mechaber says that she has to make lechatchile a merdochu. Merdochu. But then the Rabbo says, Uvidevet, in what the Atzmo, Somuch Bin Hashemoshes, that's let's say, half an hour before Shkiye, Ulmotza Atzmo Teiro, Aval Pi Shalohoy Amich Etzmo, Kol Bin Hashemoshes Sagi, Aval Dika Shachis, Loi Mehane, Hoyu Vilei Roaso, Rak Yoy Mechot. So the Rabbo emphasizes, in other words, the Rabbo emphasizes that in view of the fact that she only saw